gripped by what I was watching on the screen. For people who may only have been glancing at the television screen and not fully watching, what were they seeing?
We'll see a whole range of moving images about Northern Ireland. So you've got really historic footage that has been uncovered as part of this project called Britain on Film. So that would be things like Winston Churchill visiting Belfast in 1912, kind of notorious visit. You've got Edward Carson in Larne, linked to the gun running. And, you know, a lot of other stuff about, you know, society, day-to-day life in Northern Ireland, particularly from the late 50s onwards. A lot of footage that was filmed by the Northern Ireland Tourist Board. There's sport stuff in there. So I think there would be material that would appeal to a whole range of people and that they'll find entertaining.
One of the shots that really got me, I think, was the 1962 Ploughing Championships.
Yes.
And it's very similar to the 2015 Ploughing Championships.
Well, yeah, some things never change. What was interesting about the ploughing footage was that we were actually in contact with Lawrence McMillan, who took part in his first ploughing match in 1942 in Newton Ards. And he's now 87, and he features in the film of the World Ploughing Championships in Armagh in 1959, I think. So it's great to get these personal stories that are attached to the film as well. And as you say, some things remain very much the same. There's another film about the Royal Victoria Hospital from 1938, which finishes with the chairman of the Board of Governors complaining about waiting lists and waiting times, which is something you could imagine happening today still.
How do you get all these films?
Well, the material's been sourced from a number of different places. Quite a bit of the material we sourced in partnership with National Museums Northern Ireland, and they had gathered material from different places, including the film which the Northern Ireland Tourist Board had made from the late 1950s onwards. Other material came from the National Film Archive at the British Film Institute in London, and quite a bit of material came from people's personal collections of cine film as well. So, you know, people may have cine film out there, old 16mm, 8mm film that we'd be interested in.
I saw some that an uncle, a granduncle had not so long ago, and I saw pictures on it of my mother as a very young woman just enjoying herself at the seaside. And it was imagery that I never thought I'd see.
It's those personal stories and personal connections that really bring this material to life. And I think film has that real nostalgia value, you know. With this project, Britain on Film, you can go on to the BFI player and you can search your local area. So it's a national project, but, you know, if it's from Larne to Liverpool or Port Stewart or Portsmouth, wherever it is you're interested in, you can go and look specifically for that area or for the topics that you're interested in.
And does it give you some biog information on what you're watching?
Yes, it will do. It will give you descriptions, context about the clips as well, especially a lot of the early stuff. Your pre-sound era, so there'll be a lot of information to kind of tell you what exactly it is you're seeing. But we're always happy if people maybe know more than we do at times about a particular piece of film or particular places to find out more as well.
Absolutely, you will accept feedback. Just remind us again, Francis, if we want to log on, how do we do it?
There's a couple of ways. In the first instance, you can check the BFI player online. You can also check out our digital film archive, which is www.digitalfilmarchive.net, and they would be the two primary ways in which you can access the film.
You could spend many a wet evening looking at it.
Yeah.
Francis, thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Certainly looked good last night on the telly.